my friend from
Why
Xbox.
Why weren't you answering me?
Because I didn't have my phone on me. We were playing Xbox, bro. That's my friend from Xbox. Can you please just leave me alone?
Why does he have no pants on?
So recently, this video has gone viral. The truth about men who live alone without a girlfriend. I mean, the delusion is insane, bro. There is an issue that is not addressed. Issue of loneliness. And instead of addressing the issue and the reasons behind it, what do? They glorify it, causing even more suffering. Because there is a lot of that noise going around recently. The narrative of, oh bro, you know, just go through the ringer alone. People who actually glorify suffering and loneliness. Strong mindset. Winner mindset. Stoic mindset. Zillions of these mindset combinations.
The truth about men who live alone, without a girlfriend. Ever wonder what it's like for a man who chooses to live alone, not out of necessity, but because he truly wants to?
For the vast majority, it is a forced choice. They just try to think that it is a choice to feel better about themselves. I mean, for a few select people, sure, it is a choice. But for the vast majority, it is not. Let's be real here, man. What kind of person genuinely chooses to go through life alone? In most cases, you will realize that it is the guy convincing himself that he chose that path when it was chosen for him. They choose to be alone because they have been traumatized in the past. Because of their traumas in life, they live alone. But it ain't a real choice. That is why Adler's theory don't hold water. He claims that traumas don't exist. Don't exist in a sense that they don't define you. That you are not the result of your experiences. In a lot of cases, most cases, those men have been cheated on, treated like trash, or had to go through the ringer, just to max, just to be in the relationship, just to keep the relationship. And the result? They were expendable anyway. And watch the evidence prove this true. When you go read the comments under these videos, it is so clear, guys. All the people, you know, watching these videos, giving thumbs up, are people usually sub-5s. Oofy-doofy providers who were always used. I truly believe that this information, BP information, would benefit a lot more people. It is just they are not ready. Look at these comments, guys. Look at them. You'll realize that the evidence proves what I say to be true. It is literally all men who have been treated like trash, you know, who have been told horrible things by their partner, gone through very serious traumas. Traumas are a very real thing. They do define you. The experiences, the traumatic experiences you go through during your upbringing will have a very significant impact. A commenter says this. 22 years I was married to my high school sweetheart. 10 days before last Christmas, she turned and said, I don't love you. And I had to leave my home and children behind. I am starting again from scratch, but I will never worry about being alone again because living with a dissatisfied woman is more painful than the silence I hear now. Even though he says, oh, it was my high school sweetheart, since this is a boomer, guys, let me tell you, she never loved him. It was just, he was the best option at the time. He's probably like, what, 50 years old? It was her best option at the time for a provider. She didn't have online dating. But that being said, I agree with his last sentence. Being alone is better than being in a provider marriage. It was easier to do that back then. Now there is reverse gender pay gap. Women work these days and make even more money than men. Which is why the commenter under him says his 30-year-old son just gave up. Because he can't hold women hostage. Like Gen X did. Boomer's time was just different, guys. Women needed men economically. But that has changed. For example, this woofy-doofy Redditor asks a question, answer to which is obvious, but his CPU cannot grasp that. How is a man supposed to provide on a single salary? That is the entire point, bruh. To make your wife work as well, so that she doesn't need you financially, so the elite can keep her on their payroll. Cause if she is getting bossed around by another man who's not her husband, instinctually that marriage will take a hit, a major hit. The order is messed up, guys, the order is messed up. There is another man that is not her husband who is higher in the chain of command. Because he's gonna be higher status than her oofy-doofy husband. Richer, very likely better looking because there is a correlation. Taller, you know. She belongs to her boss at that point.
Society often views a man who lives alone without a girlfriend as someone who must be miserable. But what if that's not true? What if solitude is not a weakness, but a superpower?
A superpower? I am tired of this gaslighting, man. You know, guys, if you make the mistake of talking about these issues in real life, you'll get accused of being shallow. They will say, oh bro, relationships are not even important, man. They try to make it look like you are the one who is ridiculous for complaining about it. And I know some criticism here will be, oh bro, yep. You say most marriages are just expedient transactions with no love involved. And then you talk against stoic loneliness, choosing to go empty. Guys, the difference is, I am trying to save young men who can be saved. There's a difference, who can be saved. I am not promoting loneliness as something net positive, something to strive for. All I am saying is, it might be necessary to get used to loneliness. You might have to get used to loneliness. But to spin this as something positive is not only laughable, but also harmful too. Humans are social animals. Long-term loneliness is more harmful to your health than smoking and drinking. I don't spin this as some sort of superpower, some sort of, you know, something to look up to. Now, if you are someone who's just naturally subpar looking, not talented, you know, you were born in messed up circumstances, yeah, you might want to get used to loneliness. I've said this before. It is an important trait to be able to get used to it. But that shouldn't be the goal. It ain't a good life to live, bro.
Greatest minds, philosophers, warriors, and visionaries have spent long periods of time in solitude. Not because they had to, but because they knew something most people don't. Solitude is an opportunity to master yourself, to sharpen your mind, to live with discipline.
This is another quote they have. Oh, bro, it is gonna give you discipline and motivation. No, dude, it ain't gonna give you any discipline. Because the reality is, loneliness, chronic loneliness, is gonna mean that you don't have any real responsibilities apart from yourself. It is easier to slack off. That free time you have in abundance is not dedicated to extra work. Because why would you put yourself through extra hassle? They love to show these Greek philosophers and, you know, Roman fighters, but that is not the reality for the modern lonely man living paycheck to paycheck. They are not Greek philosophers, Roman emperors with high IQ, working a meaningless job, just drinking alone to sleep. That is the sad reality for the average man who's in their 30s and 40s and still alone. And I believe that is the biggest reason why people get married these days. Just because, you know, just because to cope with loneliness. You look at someone who's lonely at age 30, and you will realize that is often the case.
And to become a man who doesn't need external validation.
I wonder how many low-status, traumatized sub-5 men watch these, you know, AI-voiced videos and delude themselves into believing that they are not missing out on anything. I wonder if people making these videos always use AI voices because they are like 15 years old and want to be taken seriously, so they don't want to give away their real voice. Or they can't even do voice recording because of their parents and stuff.
And on others for emotional support, financial stability, or even just to get through the day. But a man who lives alone doesn't have that luxury. He doesn't have a partner to help manage his emotions, cook meals, or remind him of the little things.
And people say friends. They say you can have friends for that. To share and have that human connection. Someone to talk to. Someone who you can show who you really are. Where you don't have to pretend. But the reality is, your male friends, you just grow apart from them. Because everybody has their own thing after graduation. They are too worried about their own career. Even if they are not in a marriage. Even if they are not in a relationship themselves. It is not that easy to keep in touch. But I will admit this. Self-sufficiency, having to get used to loneliness, does teach you some valuable lessons. That is true. Overall, it is an obvious negative. I am not denying that, but it does teach you some valuable solo surviving skills. Because you don't have teammates to rely on, to raise you if you go down. Nobody to raise you on your own team. Just because of that, it forces you to try harder, learn different strategies. Meanwhile, being good looking is very much like, you know, being that female in video games, where you have all those heart carries, you know, oofy doofies heart carrying her, boosting her. and she's acting like she's any good. Meanwhile, it is her oofy-doofy party doing all the hard work.
Life throws many challenges, disappointments, frustrations, setbacks. But a man who has embraced solitude moves through it all with calm and discipline. The Stoics believe true strength comes from within. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events."
There is one thing I cannot agree with. Cupidations. This is similar to Adler's school of psychology. Oh, events do not shape you. What shapes you is how you react to it, how you choose to perceive and respond to that event. Guys, outside events have a determining factor on who you are, especially during your formative years. The feedback you get from people. A child who grew up with positive reinforcement, who have found success, will have a lot more positive mindset than sub-5 kids who did not. To suggest that you have an advantage for being alone and putting up with bullshit all alone in your sub-5 life is just prime example of delusion and gaslighting. Delusion if you tell that to yourself, and gaslighting if others tell you that. You gotta be honest and truthful with people, man.
When you're forced to deal with your emotions on your own, without a partner constantly reassuring or validating you, you develop unshakable emotional control.
I am with Oreo, man, with this one. No, you should not develop a so-called, you know, unshakable emotional control. You gotta let your emotions out, bro.
You know?
I am not saying go be an emotional crybaby, but long-term, bottling up your emotions is just gonna make them come out in much worse ways.
In today's world, most people are trapped. Trapped in debt, toxic relationships, jobs they hate, or lifestyles that drain them. But the man who lives alone enjoys something rare.
Except a man who is without a girlfriend is also trapped in this life. Unless he's a good lifer born to wealth, he will have to go through this life having to work a job that he has to tolerate. Then he will get into that if he doesn't want to pay rent forever. Everything applies to lonely men as well. The 99% of men who live alone without a girlfriend are not nomads living in a shed with no internet and stuff. We have to work jobs we don't like, and all the other bullshit we have to deal with. None of that changes, bro. The only difference is we go through it alone.
Most people drift through life, chasing external pleasures and distractions, relationships, money, status, thinking that happiness comes from these things. But a man who lives alone, who has embraced solitude, turns inward. He finds his true sense of purpose. In solitude, there are no distractions.
He talks like the average dude, the average guy on the street, is on the verge of becoming an entrepreneur that will change the world. But just because he's in a relationship, he just didn't have enough time to fulfill his potential. Dude, the average oofy doofy is just a talentless, knucklehead guy, bro. For the average guy, their purpose comes from, you know, looking after a child, leaving a so-called legacy. That is their purpose, bro.
A man who has mastered solitude knows that happiness doesn't come from external sources.
Happiness does come from external sources. That is exactly why looks are so important. If it didn't come from external sources, if you really believe that, then you shouldn't bother with looks. What are the two things in life that matter the most? What people are after the most? Money and looks. That alone is the proof that happiness does come from external sources. Humans instinctively compare themselves to others. Our mental state and happiness come from external events, external validations. Oh, dude, you know, the validation should come from within. When you look at people who say that, they often have that validation externally as well.
The truth is, the most powerful and successful men are those who don't need anyone to validate their worth.
Yes, they don't need anyone to validate their worth because they have gotten it in abundance. People let them know about their worth. They have zero doubt about it. Just like how you have zero doubt about you being sub-5 and people letting you know, they have zero doubt about it, bro. When you have something in abundance, you don't question it. It comes natural to you. Of course, you are not gonna need it. You already have it. But try to cope like that is true for the average Joe on the street and glorify loneliness, promote it, is such a pitiful and harmful too. pitiful and harmful cop. Glorifying pain and loneliness is sadly very common in the manosphere. It is always this type of masculinity amped up spin-off channels too. Those mindset variations. Cause the BP is just too painful for them. And guys, these are the videos that go viral. Not my videos. These videos are watched a lot more than me. It is funny people act like the information you get, you learn from this channel or other genuine BP channels are the common knowledge or the default narrative. Bro, you are out of your mind. We are a very small minority. Even though, yeah, LuxMax somehow went semi-popular among Zoomers, even that is not the common knowledge. And let me say this too, LuxMaxing community is filled with scammers, influencers scamming insecure teens to make a buck. The action of LuxMaxing might be a small subsection of the BP. It is a small part of it, but the community itself is filled with kids who are gonna buy into some of the most retarded stuff, bro. Just because they are told that they can turn into chat by doing something. They want to cling on to their delusions so hard, they don't even question anything. I am telling you guys, like, if you were to told them, oh bro, your problem is that meat just wasn't raw enough. If the animal is still not breeding, the moment you take your first bite, it isn't raw enough. There goes the 95% of the nutrition. Bro, if you tell them that, by the way, they might be telling them that. At this point, nothing coming from these guys would surprise me. Considering all the insane stuff I have seen them say, it wouldn't surprise me. If they say, oh bro, you know, that raw meat just wasn't raw enough because the animal wasn't breeding when you took your first bite. That is why you have long face and why you are 5'6". If you were to tell them that, they would believe that as well. Then you have other stuff, mewing and other stuff that just helps with the posture, but not the bone structure. But those influencers sell that stuff as some sort of hard looks maxing. They are not 100% truthful, yes. Some of those techniques do help with the posture, but bro, those influencers are not being honest with you regarding how effective it is gonna be. A lot of shady marketing is going around, man. But without rambling too much, that is a topic for another video. I am gonna expose them one by one. But let's get back to the point. Bro, even LuxMaxing is not mainstream, is not common knowledge. Let alone BP. BP itself will never be mainstream, will never be popular.
What if I told you the most powerful move a man can make is not to fight for her, but to vanish without a word?
Look at this. Masculine men don't chase, they disappear. Dark psychology 101. And look at the thumbnail, guys. Look at the thumbnail. Always a crying hot girl picture in the thumbnail. Something they have in common with MTAV. Signature MTAV move, man. Oh, bro, you know, she will regret this. She rejected you. But since you disappear, she will see them. When you go MTAV, she will see them. Bro, nobody cares. This is another laughable video.
No argument, no begging, no closure, just gone. Would you believe that silence can be louder than screaming? That walking away can hit harder than any punch? This isn't weakness, this is strategy. This is what high-value men do.
Except you are not that guy, bro. You are not the high-value man. That shit only works if you are a high-value man. In the looks, in the status, overall package. Not in your case, bro.
He gave her everything. Time, loyalty, vulnerability. He listened when she cried, showed up when she called, forgave when she disrespected.
He gave her everything. This sounds like the average dude in a relationship. He was the one trying harder, giving, not receiving, cause she knows she can get into another relationship easily. Him, what he knows is, he knows he will go back to hammer and videos. That is why he gave her everything. I mean, at least he admits it. Because high-value men don't give everything. They take everything. Just from this section alone, just from his own example, you can tell what kind of man people LARPing as high-value men are. You are not high-value, bro. High-value men don't give everything. They take everything.
And when she walked away, when she ghosted him, disrespected him, maybe even replaced him overnight, he broke. Not just from heartbreak, but from betrayal. From the realization that his love wasn't enough, that being a nice guy got him abandoned, not adored. But then, something changed. He didn't text her a paragraph. He didn't beg for another shot. He didn't try to fix it. Nope.
He went silent. She expected tears. She got nothing. She expected a chase. He gave her distance. She expected to be the prize. Now she was the one watching him disappear. That's when the power shifted.
This is the typical cop. The cop of, oh bro, she will regret if I go no contact. The no contact delusion. Bro, if she treated you like that, worse than a dog, a stray dog on the street, you were never type of guy she would cry over. At worst, she will be surprised. She will be like, wait, she isn't begging me like a dog? Wow, that is new. I guess this guy really enjoys Hamran videos after all. She's gonna think to herself, but she will move on quick. Before she could even conclude her thoughts, she will be interrupted by her date, by her limitless options. She won't even have the time to stop and think, contemplate all about this useless stuff, about your emotions. She has the next one lined up, bro. Who's willing to do all that for her? You are not the only one, brother. You are not. You are just another oofy doofy in the machine. You are not Marcus Aurelius, bro. These are the people who go through what we do, I feel like, guys. I am pretty sure about this. If you looked at the lives of people watching these videos, making these videos, commenting under these videos, you will realize that value-wise, experience-wise, they are very, very similar to us. Often sub-5s. I am sure many of them have always felt what I talk about in my videos, but just couldn't put their finger on it. Instead, what do? They go watch those videos trying to cope and feel better about themselves instead of facing the truth. But at the end, it is gonna do them a disservice, bro. Cause whatever doesn't kill you takes you to the rehab room. Don't be a free agent in life.